maybe go up a little bit for those that saw and for those that didn't see, a little bit similar to Beis Alach Lamaisa, which comes out from Simonim, Ephraim. Mishabrua in Sifkot and Beis says, Gomez Mechavad says, you make a very great on all parasites that are from the Elon. Put me a yank of Aram Kalam Beis Agafim. That's Mishabrua, Mifnei Shu Seir Aleikum Mitzamachai. Kavali Bracha Bich Miasmai. Since it's really a quote from the Vidyayna, he quotes it from the Gemara and Shari, but that you need both of them, the Vidyayna. Vidyayna says that you need both Seir Aleikum Mitzamachai. Shari says, why should you need that? The mindset, if you look at the Gemara says, by Lechem, the fact that it's Seir Aleikum is enough. It just says that if we would have had a Havamino, that Yain is not Seir Aleikum, Kamash Malon, that it's Seir Aleikum and Mitzamachai. That's why it says in the Pasuk that it's Mitzamachai. In addition to be Seir Aleikum, it's Mitzamachai. But not that you should need them both. And I found that Ramon Kavenet in his solution, he asked the Shaili Vlad Sarachim, why Rabbi Yehuda brings down, you need both. If you look at the Meiri, the Meiri Taka doesn't bring them down, he doesn't bring down both, he brings down only Tzair Aleif. Tzair Aleif, just like last time, Tzair Aleif is enough, and you don't need the Tamchai. I love Rabbi Yehuda, the Shabur Pasim like that, the Chiro, you need the Tamchai also, and the Chiro can have enough to be in the Lalacha, because something which doesn't have alcohol in it is not going to be in the Tamech, but it still can be Tzair Aleif. However, somebody told me that the reason why yain is tzayid is because of the alcohol content. And tzayid aleiv and mitzamchay is the same thing. You can comment that it's mitzamchay, it can be tzayid aleiv. You can comment that it's tzayid aleiv, it can be mitzamchay. The Torah is ever there, it's not too bizundar as that. However, the Pasuk Allah has been tzayid aleiv and mitzamchay. Eber zeh is lodin on our grape juice. Grape juice, grape juice b'chol. Can you, is grape juice a grape juice? Often, it's not tzayid aleiv and it's not mitzamchay. So Bemis is Mufursha Gemara in Baba Basas and Zayin Reveiz. It says, Seichid Odom on Eshkol Shavanovim Va'omer Lov Kiddush Ayin. It's on Zayin Reveiz. Seichid Odom Eshkol Shavanovim Va'omer Lov Kiddush Ayin. You're allowed to take a Eshkol Shavanovim, a cluster of grapes, squeeze them into a cup and make Kiddush. That is grape juice. Because it is not fermented yet, that's straight grape juice. And even so, you're allowed to make Kiddush Ayin. Kiddush, we know you're only allowed to make if it's something which is a grape Yagofim. Only something which is brave priagofen. So for Kamada, you can have a kaddish, right place that it's brave priagofen. However, it's mavura there, Hemshah Gemara and Rajbam, and it's only because it's going to be, it has the achilis to be nepach to yayin by itself. Automatically, as the course of time, it's going to ferment and has the ability to be tzayid aleiv and mitzamachayin. So Mamela, even though right now, Bishas and Mitzah doesn't, it's grape juice, doesn't have those chunois, but since it could come to that massive, therefore even now we give it the bracha of brave priagofen. Shalei is our grape juice. Our grape juice that they put in these chemicals where they pasteurize it, that it should not be able to, it should not ferment. So lechera, you should not make a grape juice because it's never going to get to the tchunos of shalei in the sunset. So Rishon Zalman has a tshuva, Rishon Shlomoi, Chelat Alvesim and Dalet. He has a tshuva, he's really not going with this. He's talking about grape juice that comes from concentrate. But he comes down over there, he wants to tie that since by our grape juice, Hagam, that in a chanam, they put in chemicals afterwards, but since Peshat, they squeezed it from the grapes. It has your favorite to be nefach to yayin. So the Mela, right at that second, it was ready to veya bracha l'asmei of rape yagofen. Kolkamad, you do something else afterwards, you put in chemicals, or you pasteurize it, that's not going to be mafkiya the bracha of rape yagofen. It's still going to be rape yagofen. However, he wants to sign it, even so, even with this chiddush, he wants to sign it that rape that comes from concentrate is not going to have that thing, and you should have to make a shakal on it. Because it's something else totally. It's not what came out of the grape. They revashled and they took out all the water from the grape juice and left with the concentrate. And later on they put back about 80% of water that they put back. That's not what came out of the grape, that doesn't have a din of grape yagofen. Even though at the end of the day it's going to taste the same way. Tashlis is Nogea to all the grape drinks that are out there that trip and jump and this and all the other things that just come from concentrate. And besides that, a lot of other things in there besides people don't drink it as grape juice or as wine or as something like that. And therefore it was Zichar B'Shach. However, our grape juice would be a grape yagofen. However, Mishmas Yitzchak brings down from Rabbi Yashiv in Hilchos Pesach, Perek Aleph. He brings down from Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv says, he quotes the Torah brings down, the Beis Yitzchak brings down in the Torah, he says, Al a rupi, it's pasha that you make a shachal. What's a rupi? So the Knesset HaGedolah says, the rupi is a certain type of grape juice that they put in, like sand, afar lavan, they put in, that it should not lose its masikas, and should never turn into wine. In other words, what they did was exactly what they did nowadays to our virtues, they did in those times also. And then he's saying that it's possible that you make a shahakal and you don't make a break rabba. Says Rabbi Yashim, if that's the case, our virtues also, that they put in chemicals that should never be nevach the iron, the chur is going to have the same din, and you would not make a brief yagof, and you make a shakal. Shaila is why you should make a shakal, the chur should be a brief yagof. That's a shaila. The chur, in a chami, it wasn't kaveh brach last of brief yagof, but still, it's what comes out, it can be considered as zeh abalma. We know that which comes out of anovim zeitim is not zeh abalma. It has a chashiv, it's going to be that shem zayis, b'etem, when it's with an ingrid, you can drink it, it has a brief yagof. So to Mitzanovim, Lacher should have a din of a break for Yates, should have a din of a shakal. Okay. But Zichr is not going to be a break for Yagafim from Rabbi Yashim. However, somebody told me that Rabbi Yashim was heard to speak to David Morgenstern. Right? So I spoke to David Morgenstern this past week. He told me that, he said, some of them, we see an interesting mosque. He said that all the French wines, the fancy Chashan French wines, what they do is they take out the shmarim, the yeast, the things that could cause the grape juice to turn into wine, and they put in their own. They put in their own shmarim to turn it into wine. I guess they have it down to science that it will work out best to cause the wine to be the best type of wine. But maybe if they take out the natural shmarim, and at that point, it's zichr not shach for it to become wine, and they put in their own, and then it's shach to become wine. They say, you're going to say you're not going to make a grape yagof in all these wines, because you took out the shmarim, and then you couldn't turn it into wine, and you put back your own. So he said, lechur not. He said the same thing over here with our grape juice. He said that the grape juice, even though they're putting chemicals, they can take the chemicals out. And since they can take the chemicals out, so we would have a different grape juice. They said he spoke to a certain company, and they said that they only put in enough chemicals that it should last for 2 weeks, that should prevent it from going bad for 2 weeks. Could be that you keep it in the right temperature in the fridge, it will keep for a long time. But for SM, they put in a certain amount of temperatures that it will stay good for 2 weeks. After that, it has the possibility by itself to ferment. For sure it has a din of brei yagofen, because now it has the yichud, it's better than anything else, you don't have to do anything. The meal is going to turn into wine. Tell me exactly how to do it, pour it half the bottle, leave it uncovered, leave it out, and then put it back in the fridge after a while. Tell me exactly what to do to make the grape juice turn into wine. Ebazeh lechor, even if you're Yashiv, our grape juices will have din of brei yagofen. However, he said Rabbi Yashiv. That according to Rabbi Yashiv, from Rabbi Yashiv is also going to be a brief yagof. You don't need Yayin Shalayim and all these different ones. According to any grape juice, is going to be a brief yagof. However, he told him, however, the Rav still holds, Rabbi Yashiv, that it's not going to pass there Shamashkin. What's that? So he was a Mazmer, though I tried getting out of him. I spoke to someone else, he was Mazmer like this. The Svara, why grape juice pater is Sham Ashkim is, why wine pater Sham Ashkim is either one of two reasons. Either because it's Kaveh Abracha La'atzmai, therefore it's a Chashva Abracha Brei Pri Agafen, and because of that Chashiva it's a pater is everything else, or it's because wine has a Chashiva intrinsically. Be'etim, it's Tzoyin Alev B'Samchai, the Lashon Orz Aru is because it's Rishon L'chol Mashkim B'Mishteh. That's what people drink by a party. People drink by a party, they pull out a wine, they don't pull out a bottle of trip. Since the Chosheva Mashke, it has the Tchunri, the Tzoyer Alev B'Samchai, therefore it's going to pass the Shah Mashke also. Ebazeh, says Rabbi Yashiv, that's telling intrinsically being having Yecholet to be Tzoyer Alev B'Samchai. So grape juice is very good that we give that it's going to be Nebach Tzoyayin, and therefore it doesn't lose the Brei Pri Agafen. However, it's not B'Metzit to Tzoyer Alev B'Samchai, no. Ebazeh can pass the Shah Mashke. That's one Nachmina, that's Nachmina they told me. Two other Nachminas that are brought to Negatidus is the, some people that don't have Gebrocht on Pesach, it's brought down really in Halacha, but this is what people do, that they want to make Kiddush, but not, they're making Kiddush early, and they're not going to eat till later. Now there's a problem, they don't need Gebrocht, there's nothing designed for you to eat. So how do you have Kiddush Malchus Suda? The answer is, you could drink another cup of wine, and that could be, that since it's also Tzoyer Alev, in some point it has a din of a Suda, and you don't have to, you don't need mezonos. That in itself is your kiddush malchus suda. So instead of drinking one cup of wine, you drink two cups of wine. The second cup of wine works as a suda. However, that's not going to help. If b'metzias is not tzoyer alev b'samchai, if grape juice is not tzoyer alev, so then you're not going to be able to be yaitz with grape juice. You'll have the brei pri agafen, but you're not going to be yaitz the kiddush malchus suda. The third nafkamina is, if somebody makes kiddush on grape juice, generally, when we make kiddush on wine, so how come you don't make a bracha afterwards when you wash right away? Shmuel says you're supposed to be have in mind that the Birch Zabazin to be Yetzeh on the Yayin also. The Chathchila. In other words, the Birch Zabazin, since Yayin is Tayin, so therefore the Birch Zabazin could be Yetzeh, he could be Tati or Chiyuv of Bracha Achreina with your Birch Zabazin. You don't have to make a Bracha Achreina on the wine. However, that's only going to be something which is Tayin Alev. Grape juice, which is not Tayin Alev, Birch Zabazin is not going to pater it. The Chayu, you should have to make a Bracha Achreina before you wash on the grape juice. It's only Tata because it's something which is Sayyid Ali. Because that's Boyin Bachel of the student. It was before the student. It has a different din better. Kenzine, you have to make a brain of Hashem before. Kenzine. But, to me, that's also a chelik of the student. Doesn't have grape juice. If you drink wine during the Suda also, then it will pata the wine. The pata is anything during the Suda. So if you drink wine during the Suda also, grape juice during the Suda also, meaning that a pata is that, a pata is heaven. However, I spoke to Rabbi Berkowitz, as I'll be marked for those that have generally about anything that you have across the board, any halacha, there's machlekes, acharonim, and just to know what to do, I go with one Rav. You could basically bring out the different shittas. The Rav that I go with is Rabbi Berkowitz. I spoke to him. And he said that the minhag of Eilam Zichr is to be nei with grape juice, that it's wine the whole over, and therefore you're going to be able to be yaitzeh with your birch zabazin, and you can kiddush makom suda, and drink bread gafen, and everything else. However, in the chalam, you're going to be yaitzeh, you're not. Even if you're going to be yaitzeh, you'll be able to make bread gafen on grape juice. Doesn't make a difference what type of grape juice. However, when you get to these other things, so it depends. You go to be yaitzeh 100%, you're not going to be able to make the shah mashkin, the chulam, the That's all when I get to the first pshat in Yeripi that Beis Yitzchak brings down. Remember, there's another pshat that the Beis Yitzchak brings down, and that is wine or grape juice that got frozen. On that, it's pshat to the Rosh that Beis Yitzchak brings down, and it's shat. The Prima Gadol wasn't so pshat too, and it's Akdama to Hilchos Brachos. He's in this topic. What's going to be the din by Yayin Koresh? Does it have a din of a mashke? It's still going to be Beis Yitzchak often, or does it? The fact that it's Koresh, it came frozen, congealed. It's going to lose its din of a mashkin, it loses its chashivas, now it's an oichel, and then it's not going to be a great pre-goffin. Chayim have to make a shachal. What's an egeya to us? Somebody that makes ices himself. You take the grape juice, you stick it in the freezer, and you make ices. You have a point of prima gadam, it's a sabbat bracha. A point of Beis Yosef, a point of Birka Yosef, Bidasa Beis Yosef, and it's not going to be a shachal. You're not going to make a great pre-goffin. According to Prima Gadam, you have a sabbat. That's what Birka told me, that in a chanami it's a sabbat la'alacha, and mainly you're in trouble. If you take those things, you should pass it with something else. Generally, the way that people make these ices, they add different things. They add lemon juice, they add water, they add sugar, and they add enough things that it wouldn't have the chashivas of grape juice anyhow. Once you add all these different things to grape juice, then you lost the chashivas of grape juice, it's not going to be very often anyhow. Especially nowadays, the grape juice, they dilute it till the last possible point that people still drink it as grape juice. So we can consider grape juice. Any water you can add, any lemon juice and things, is going to be maskiv the same grape juice. So, if you can make ices like that, in the chalam it's going to be shachal anyhow. But if you take straight grape juice, and you stick it in the freezer, and you make ices, in the chalam it's a suffix, you should pop it something else. When you get the bracha achreina, you're also going to have a suffix, basin, you'd have a suffix if it's a shachal or a grape juice, and you make a brain of flesh, you make a aval yafen. However, since generally you cannot get down the shir in a kedei achilas pras, or kedei shtiyas reviyas, then immediately you're not going to make a bracha achreina anyhow, and you'll be fine. As long as you pop it the bracha rishena, you'll be good to go. No, the Chayr wants to melt back, so it's no different than it was before. Depends what bracha you made. You made a shot, you get anyhow. Where you go? I don't know. And her pashtus it is. What's the reason why Koresh? Why would Koresh lose it? It's not mishnah anymore. It seems like it is in the Prima. Look at the Prima Gadol and the Hatzava to his Hatzavah. Mishnah Brura in the next tip. It says you pray often. Even if it came out by itself without you pressing on it, that's still considered a mashma. It's coming to Afuki from the Chemin Moshe. It says that it would not be considered a brave prayer gofen in such a tier if it came out by itself. But there, no, even if it comes out by itself, it still has a bit of brave prayer gofen. what's in the Geir Talas? So a person's cutting grapes. Cut grapes for your kids. They shouldn't swallow too big of a piece. So cut them in half. And at the end of cutting 20 grapes in half, you have in the bottom of your plate a whole bunch of juice. So you pour it into the cup and you want to drink it. You're not used to it with your baby pashtas. Chokam is saying that it's even the Zav Me'arav of Lidrich, he didn't specifically go to squeeze it out, but it came out on the plate. Then the Chor, if you drink it with Kavana as a drink, if you're drinking just taking it together with the grapes, but it's tough. It says, you're going to stick it in a cup and you're going to drink it, you can have it in a grape often, and you're not going to be used to with the bracha that you made on the other one. You have to be a naya bracha on the juice that you're drinking. Now, which the Mishnah Berurah continues, when Tol Birch Halayan, Grape Pia 8, Ayan the Kamansan Reish Ches, the Mishnah Berurah, somebody backs and then made on wine, he made a Grape Pia 8. So he says, Ayan the Kaman. If you look later on, he brings down to Machlaikis. Machlaikis Achrenim, and brings down the Sharatin, that the Etzem is really Machlaikis Rishenim. Taisus and Daphid Bezer Maral seems to say that you would not be Yaseh by making Eitz on wine, as opposed to the Ra. The Ritzvah, they say that an Eitz is a Bracha Kelelis, the same way that Shahakal is a Bracha Kelelis, or Eitz is a Bracha Kelelis for anything which came out of it. And the male, you're going to be Yaseh, even on wine, you'll be Yaseh with a Bracha Kelelis. But there, since it's a Tzveke Dezino, Machlaikis Apaiskim, the male, you shouldn't go back and make another Bracha. So I'm thinking that Lechera, this is the only thing, Kenzain, that if you make a bracha of Reper Eitz on it, you're Yaseh. If you make a Reper Adam on it, you're not. Generally, any Reper Eitz, you make a Reper Adam on, but you have any Yaseh. But if over here, it's a Shele B'chala, then you can make a Reper Eitz. It's a Reper Adam. One is Reper Adam. The Shele is, when they made a Reper Adam, were Mafkia that did a Reper Eitz or not? So on the Tzad, they're Mafkia, B'chala can be Yaseh with Reper Eitz. On the Tzad, they weren't Mafkia, so we'll say that Reper Eitz is a bracha Kilalos for this also. Will that also help for Brei Pri Adama? Can you also make a Brei Pri Adama on that? Or do we say that it's one step further than that? It's already came out of the eighth. It's a juice. No shaykhus to the... We can't reckon this to regular Brei Pri Adama. We'll still say that it has the bracha kelelis of the Brei Pri eighth, but it wouldn't have the Brei Pri Adama.
So
Mechval Shem Pri. And the Brei Pri Adama will work also. The guy, I saw the Kavachayim says before, she says that you make even a Brei Pri Adama, you'll be able to be Yaseh for Yain also. So if you made Kumtai Slalacha, if you made a Brei Pri Agafen, if you made a Brei Pri Eitz, or you made a Brei Pri Adama, or Pashtus, Shakami with Vami, it could be Brei Pri Mezendis, just about anything. We'll see, we'll get up to the Lachas. Then you made online, you're good to go. The only thing probably not is I'm with you like on the Nahar. But it's just about anything else. Mr. Bruin said, Sivkon Yud, he's talking about when you're mazik the yayin. So he says it depends on how much he's going on the Bialah, on the Ramal. The Ramal says it depends on how much sheikher you put in. If it's more than 50% sheikher, you go back to the sheikher. If it's more than 50% one, you go back to the one. However, he says Mishnah Berurah, lo yidami that lehod hakayim alon lakavon sefer yizal the daishin yibayin the yayin ma'at yud to be'achim yishish neged ha'mayin. Tells him derech mazik the yayin u'b'mayin. He says, why am I saying over here that it's only 50%? We see later on in Reish Dalet that you can put up to 6 parts water and 1 part wine. It's still considered Mezika. It's still considered Brei Pri Adama. So how come over here it's only 50%? It's up there. It's different, because that's the Derech Mezika. The Derech Mezika usually is not to pour apple juice into your wine, or to put orange juice into your wine, but to put water into your wine, that's the Derech Mezika. So maybe you have a lot more leeway till it's Mafkia's shame wine. However, the place to stay nowadays, that wine maybe is a little bit different, but grape juice is basically any water that you're going to add into your grape juice, you're being mafkiyah in grape juice, because it's already diluted, and therefore you should try not to put any water into your grape juice. Into your wine, it could be that you have a little more leeway. That's really the lechem reish dalet.
I have a grape juice, and then I add a little water, and then a little wine after the wine.
So once you put in wine, so then you're better off anyhow. But it's better just to put in wine. Yeah, some people would just put in a cherry tomato. What?
What about
if the whole thing melts? No. No, so if you're just doing it to be chaser, if you're just doing it to make it, then you should be... So it's going to melt. That's negligible. It's not a tiny little bit. I mean, in a chalam, if you leave it there long enough, then it's going to be
mafkiyah.
No, not mamshi tipa. You wash out your cup and you put it in grape juice, it's not a problem, even though there's a little bit of water there. But generally, people, once you put in a certain amount of water, you'll be able to taste it. It does, it loses its, maybe kedem, you have a little more room. But it loses its smile of virtues. You don't want people to drink it. Water is also natural. No. It's really, it's an against the halacha of the Rishdalar, which I don't think they did really. So, well, maybe we'll leave that. But against the wine and virtues. In Sif Beis, the halacha is a baiser. The Shulchan Aruch fastens a baiser, Shleihil Epol Alavan, Mevarach Alav Rifi Adama, and says the Bach, we'll always have a suffix whether or not something is Rifi Adama. Whether it's a Gila Epol Alavan. On all grapes, you have to make a Rifi Adama. However, the halacha is fastened to my Mordechai, that as long as it looks like a grape, and feels like a grape, and tastes like a grape, then it is a grape, and you make a Rifi Adama. However, let's say you have taka the small little grapes. The small little grapes that are taka baiser. You buy a whole cluster of grapes, and in the middle there's always those tiny little ones that don't taste so good, and you wouldn't really be eating them if you weren't eating the rest of the grapes. Because you're eating the rest of the grapes, you're eating those also. What's that also? Do you have to make a grape adama and you're not eating the grape ace or not? So, somebody told me from Chaim Kanievsky, and this is where Berkowitz told me the same thing. He says that they're tuffel to the rest of the grapes. You wouldn't be eating them. You wouldn't just go and pick out, move away the big grapes and pluck out the little small ones and say, oh, that's it, I'm finished. You're only eating it because you're eating the whole cluster of grapes. Since you're eating the big ones, after the big ones, you're eating the small ones. That's mamash tuffel to the big ones. I mean, look, you're going to eat 8 on the big ones, you're going to be 8 on the small ones. The Magen Avraham says, in the beginning of Reish Vav, that if a person made on fruits that are not Nigmar Bishulun, that we said to make a Adama. You made a Bepe Ace, you get a Tanya. From a Mela, from Kama, that you get the best with the Bepe Ace on these fruits, and the Tafel, anyhow, you would not have to make a new Bracha. However, the Chatzchila, the Chara, you should not go ahead and pluck out those little grapes to make a Bracha on. They're only Tafel to the big ones. Make a Bracha on the big ones, you get to with the small ones. You could. Absolutely. It's not going to be a Bracha of Azal. Make a bracha now. And the chanam and the chatzil, you should make a bracha now.
You squeeze those grapes into a cup.
You squeeze those grapes into a cup. The chanam says also that you squeeze grapes that are baiser and you make wine out of it that does not have a din of wine. The same way that it doesn't have a din of brepir agafen, it's not a chashimus of a grape. Brepir ace also does not have a din of brepir agafen if you make wine out of that. I'm pretty sure that they make chaymus out of that. They make vinegar out of those. And you would make a shakal if you make a shakal of vinegar. Another thing of morning. Okay, we'll get to that. The next halacha that Mr. Brewer brings down, he brings down from the in Tefon Yuches, Machlekes Achreinim Binegea to small fruits that are very hard, that it's maybe Hegiel Anoyis Maitis or Hegiel Anoyis Shvius, and even so. They're hard. People don't eat them. Elav b'shas b'chas. What's halacha? So Mishnah Berurah brings down the oilus Ephraim and the chayodim that they're mefakfik to make a bepei, and they want a time that they should make a shachal. So common that people only eat b'shas b'chas, and it doesn't have a regular bracha, and you should only make a shachal. And that's how it seems. The Be'alacha also seems that that's what he's going with. They should make a shachal. Hey, but they, I asked Berurah, what's you buy a whole container of fruit. Whatever the fruit is, you find it specifically in the more common in the summer fruits that let's say a peach or something like that, it's hard as a rock. You leave it for a few days and it's going to get soft and you'll be able to eat it. So generally, if you have 3 or 4 different fruits and some of them are soft, some are hard, you're not going to eat the hard ones. Nobody's going to eat the hard ones. And if you try cutting it, it's just like a green inside and you chew it and it's not sweet, it doesn't taste good. You'll eat it if you have to, because that's the only thing you have. That's L'chayr Pashas V'Shas V'Chah. We'll come with you have another one. Then you wouldn't need it. What bracha do you make on that? So brachas matatana and charami. If you know that it's not going to taste hard, you can tell when you start cutting it. Generally, it's pretty hard. You find it with pears also. Then you'd make a shahakol on those fruits. You would not make a ace. You'd make a shahakol. Similarly, I brought down the pesukim truvus. You want to understand that the pickled tomatoes that are green, the green pickled tomatoes that they sell. I don't know if they sell them here in America. They definitely pretty good. They sell them. I've only seen them in America. Hard that they're not sweet. You're only eating them because you're starving. There's nothing else in your house. Your wife is out. She's not making supper. Ah, if it's still sweet and you enjoy it 100%. Yeah, then you make eight. Well, comment that is still I find this specifically with pears and things like that.
Why
don't they be a double? Because they're not, it's not right, that's the way that people eat them. That's their list of time.
Yeah, but now afterwards, even though I'm eating the woman, not because of the peach itself, but just because of the star and such, it's only once I'm already eating, I'm eating because
of the peach. People eat all types of things.
Sometimes they
eat rye. It's not gonna be much, it's not gonna change just because you're eating it. We're not gonna say achshavei that now becomes the food. So come on, it's not best for my food. So the fact that you eat a b'shachas chak is not gonna be shachar in the food. 100%. The green bananas that nobody eats, you have to make a shachar on the pashas. The green bananas that when you pull it off and it doesn't peel well, yeah, those you're gonna have to pashas. You make a
shachar.
We'll get up to that. Could be that you don't have to make any bracha on it. Some people say you don't make any bracha on lemon.
What?
Yeah, if you're going to make Adam or if you're going to make Adam or Hayetz on other foods, you're going to be Yetzah anyhow. You will be Yetzah. Even on the hard ones. Even on the hard ones. If you make a Brei Pi Eight, you're going to be Yetzah. Or a Brei Pi Adam on the bananas, maybe even Brei Pi Eight. But, Mechatchila L'Chara, if you're only eating Shabbos Chak, you should make a Shabbos. And also with these pickled tomatoes, they're green because they don't let them ripen. They haven't gotten to, they weren't totally bevashed. They haven't gotten totally right. The Melo, you should make a shahapa on them as opposed to making a hadama. So the shahla is, did they plant it for that or not? Were these tomatoes planted to pickle? Or they go when they plant the tomato seeds to pick when they're red or to turn ripe. However, the small ones they say figure, you know, we'll take some a bunch of them. Then you're picking something which was really not to do adaita to eat as a full tomato, and you're plucking it early. So come in a chanami that they do plant them for this. L'chorah, it's adaita da'achi, and you have and you make a grape yadon. Not to do adaita. Some people pick all them. Some of them they pick all. Some of them they don't. Every small one can always become a bigger one. Oh, that's the shadow. Do they do it lahedir? Or just anyhow they have it. An economy. If you're not doing lahedir, if your kavana is for both of them together, the chur also would have it. If it's lahedir for both of them together. And you have kavana for the small ones and for the big ones. The big ones are used for this, the small ones are used for that. Sometimes then you're going to have to make that double. Going to the next shift of Gimel, Garinia Paris. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the machlekes really, machlekes Rishonim are going to get to the garinim. What bracha do you make on the garinim? However, even the Rashba that says that you do not make the regular bracha unless you break your eight on garinim peiros, you do not make the bracha of break your eight. It's chelak on teisa. Teisa says you would make a break your eight. Even the Rashba says you don't make a break your eight. It's called it's loy natilu inchi adaita dalachim. People don't plant it for that. People are planting it for the peaches, for the plums. They're not planting it for you to eat the pit, the seeds. However, we're doing that if it would be not to do in Shaddai to the Hachi, then even according to the Rashba that's Chur the Pantesis, it would retain the same bracha. Ebazay, all of our seeds that they sell nowadays in the stores, the pumpkin seeds, Shchorim, Levanim, and Avatiach, all the black ones, the white ones, pumpkin seeds, the sunflower seeds, and the watermelon seeds, those are all planted, or the seed has a truth about it, among others, since those are all planted specifically for the seeds. They do not plant them for the watermelons and for the pumpkins. The pumpkins are very, they don't have a lot of flesh, before they're not kishmak to eat. It's a specific zan that they plant, just for the seeds. The male, according to everybody, is going to be a Brei Pi Adam. However, that's because it's specifically planted. But if you're going to go ahead and take your seeds out of your watermelon, and you're going to stick them in the oven to make your own made watermelon seeds, then, as you look with, among others, that you're going to have to, it's going to be a shah. The zikr is not to go to the that was not the kavanah. They were trying to sell you watermelon. And the mela, homemade garinim is going to be shahal. The ones you buy from the store, the question will be a Brei Pi Adam. However, the homemade ones are going to be shahal. Siv Dalet, Shem and Zayin. So, there is a need nowadays that the Shemen Zayit seems to be a lot more pure, extra virgin olive oil that you can get. Seems that's a much more palatable than it was in those days. As we saw in the article, that some ladies about 120 has been downing a cup every single day, 2,500 gallons of oil she put down. So it can't be too bad. A number of people have told me that they've tried it and they've been able to put it down. The Shaila is, do you have to make a bracha on Shemen Zayit when it's by itself? So that was the other thing that Morgenstern told me. He was not so fond of that. He thought that maybe they should have their taste buds checked out. But the other team, he bavarns the tzad. He says, in other words, what he was trying to say, Morgenstern, is that bottle diet, that's not the way that people eat it. And therefore, you're not going to have to make a bracha. However, the other team, he talked to his mitzadin, that Ken Zayin, you would have to. He says, I'll tzadin, he says, Pashtus also, the same swarm. Pashtus is not going to have a. People don't drink it, so you're not going to have to make a bracha. Al Tzadi Yisrael says you should make a bracha shakal to be yetzer with your rafkir from any suffix. Tanu, a shakal on something else to be maitzer, not a shakal on the olive oil, rather a shakal on something else, maybe sugar, we'll see if we can do that in a few minutes, and pater. However, I was wondering, the chur, Eba Zeh, you're going to reckon it to be a mashke, and it's not mazik. He's maitzer, he says, even though we don't see that it's mazik, how do you know? Maybe it's mazik something that you don't see. However, Kol Kama that we're reckoning that to be a drink that you should have to make a drink, have to make a bracha on it, or you should have to make a brei. Once you put it with an igrin that is palatable, you make a brei from the shemen. So why you should, what's the tzad you should have to make a shakal? So it seems that it was pashut that even if you're going to say that it is a drink, zikr, that's not the chashivas of the shemen. The chashivas of the shemen is for sicha, to put it together with other things, it's for adlaka. The chashivas of the shemen, even though the olives are for the shemen, but the chashivas is not to drink the shemen straight. If we're male, if we're going to drink it straight, it's still never going to have a din of brifei. It's going to be a shakal. The tzad that you want to drink the shemen, you have your throat hurts and you're chazen for yom neron, whatever it is, you don't have a raw egg, and you want to take down a little bit of shemen, you should pater it, lecher, you should make a shakal something else, and be mechavan to pater the shemen. A nigrin, yeah, you would make a shemen zayin. If it makes it palatable and you enjoy it now, you make a shakal. You make a brepe. That's like a nigrin. Her nigrin is not specific. Anything which is you put inside, any type of jump or spring that you put inside that makes it palatable or less palatable, you have to make a brepe. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah says later on, it says even when you put it together with a nigrin, so if your kavan is also for the nigrin, then you're going to make a shakal side by side. Even though it's cheshesh begrenin, it's so hard to distract, and he put it together to drink because cheshesh begrenin, since he's nene from the nigrin also, you're going to make a shakal. The Mishnah Berurah continues in the Sefkon Lametes, talking about the tzlaf, and he brings down the Indian klipas pomeranchin. In other words, with regard to the orange peel, she's taking the midrash that they fry them in sugar or they put chocolate on them pastas. Yes, they've been a crane in the work from shackle of recreate, break your adoma, I'll can use the work on them shackle. The other work recreate, break your adoma, you have three of my clicking between the Taz, the Avroma, and the Rambo, whether or not it's a eighth adoma or shackle, Mamila, I'll tell you the best thing to be maski asking from the topic is to make a shackle. And if you made a break your adoma, break your eighth, then you're going to be eighth. Saw people that wanted a taina, and that's all when it gets to orange peels and up and the such that the zikr did not plant the oranges for the peels. However, things like esrogim that most people after yontif they take their esrogim and they make it into jelly or they make it into all sorts of different things. Many people do that. There was in Kanievsky, among others. They make it into esrog jelly, esrog schnapps, esrog everything, then in a chanami you would have to make a brief eight. However, I had some berkowitz, you want that a taina, which is preferred, however, also, is that it's not nati lua daita the hachi. Nati lua daita the mitzvah. They plant it, but you should be able to have your esrog for the mitzvah. They don't really care if it goes bad the day after Yom Tov. They're not having kavana that you should use it for sugared esrog peel. Bemela, in a chanami you'd only make a shot, even on the esrogim. According to this, you would only make a shakal, you would not make an eight. But Lachar also would have the same as Mishnah Berurah, that if you made a brei pei eight or made a brei pei adama, you would be eight.
Wouldn't
Shell is when you're not, what, the right? Why isn't it equal to 3? The pills. You use the run, the pills. You take the pills and you make and you cover them with sugar. So the pills, the person, it's a diet of the pills. In the Chachamim, if the you take the you make it into esrog sauce and you mash up the whole thing, Kenzine would have it in. If you still see the pieces, Kenzine would have it in a very pain. But how many took the pills though? And the Chachamim has the problem with the pills. Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, skipping to fifth Hezvot, sugar, the Berurah Lacha is Meirich, to be miles with the Machlekes Rishonim, and again to sugar. The three Machlekes Rishonim, what Brachah should make? Tosfos is of the opinion that Yari and Divshi is referring to sugar, that the din of a Brit Priyate, it's what comes out of sugar cane. Tosfos and all the Rishonim referring to the sugar cane, which is about, according to what we saw printed out, about 80%, more than 80% of the sugar that we get nowadays is from the sugar cane. There's two possibilities of getting sugar, the sugar cane and sugar beet. Most of the sugar that we get nowadays is sugar cane. Mr. Biralacha said in his day, most of the sugar that they got was from sugar beet, which is Hadamah. Most of the sugar we get now is from sugar cane, which would be Ha'et. Says the Taisis, it grows anywhere between, I don't know, 6 feet and 19 feet. So it's much like a Gezuntazah, 6 pieces of shoot of bamboo. The shell is what comes out of them. They take it, and they're mevashal it, and out of the juice that they get, they extract from the sugar cane, they grind it up, and it turns into a sugar particle. Shell is, what then does that have? Do we say, a mice is the pre of the eighth, and therefore you have to make a pre-eighth on it? Or do they say, no, shaken. A pre-eighth is when it's a pre. The Bible says, it's not a pre. It's grata, it happens to come out of something which grows out of the ground. It's going to have a dinner pre adama. It's a chelik of the ground, it's a kilo chelik of the tree. The same way that we say that a kernel, even if you're not going to make a shabbat, you can make the chelik of the tree, make a bribri adam. It's not a pre. So to you, it's not a pre, you're not going to make a bribri adam, you make a bribri adam, you make a bribri adam. Says this is a bribri adam, Tavis is a bribri adam, and the Rambam says, no sheches. It's like dvash of tomorrow. The same way that tomorrow of our eighth, and the dvash that comes out of it, the shakal, all the more so sugar, which is coming out of the sugar cane, that it doesn't just zav me'atmi. It's not, you can just squeeze it out. You have to be mevashel, and it goes through a whole process, and it doesn't look like what it looks like it started off, l'chol, that's zichr going to be shachol. Now, l'chol l'maisa, the Bir Lacha says, since it's, even though it's going connected right with the Rishonim, that do not say shachol, Pashas, come out, the only one that says shachol is the Rambam, everybody else either says that Yisra Adama, he still says the best thing to do is to make a shachol on it. Make a shachol on sugar, because that way you're afkiyah from something. You're good to go. Even if it's a baby eight, a baby adama, you still get to with a shackle. He says, if you made a eight or you made a adama, you're going to be it anyhow. Clearly, that's only if you know that it came from a sugar cane. If you know it came from sugar beet, then it's not going to make a baby adama. It's a biological point out. However, so we'll get to that in a minute. That's like licorice. It's a good sense. That's also going to be Kasha is going to be shackled at the end of the day. That's how the Bir Lacha comes down. However, the shayla is, what do you do when you want to potter up something else? Let's say you have a safek. You don't know if it's supposed to be making a shackle on this or it's safek something else. Could you take sugar, which is only a safek bechlal, and use it to potter up your other safek? Should we use sugar to potter it up? So the Mishnah Berurah himself says in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Kuf Samach Chet, it brings down such a tzad. In such a case where a person has a suffix, and he says, what you should do is, in the Chanami, take some sugar to potter it up. Yerzi Tev Shivarach Matkhil Al HaPas in Sivkot and Tamachay, Chav Tamachay, Sivkot and Tamachay, he says, V'achar Kach Yivarach Matkhil Al Ma'at Tzuker Berkha Shahakol Ha'itziya Kofi. He says, yeah, you have a suffix whether or not you're supposed to make a bracha, you can take sugar to be ma'itziya. And even if you have I saw a shallow. Let's say you have salt and sugar in front of you. Which should you use to pop it up? Salt is more partial to you have to make a shackle. There's no other tzad that you can make on it. Sugar is the suffix, but we pass it into shackle. But the mice is salt, you only make a bracha shackle if you're netted from it, like the Mishnah Berurah said. Come out the after you're not netted from it a little bit. What should you do? The Mishnah Berurah told me there's no reason why you can't take sugar. The mice is kapasma alacha, we make a shackle. This topic method is against all candies. All candies are very grubo made out of sugar. Or glucose, or some other aspect, some other tilada of sugar, And Mimela, all the candies are going to have the same tummy. You make a brave yitz on your second candy, you'll hurt also your yitz to Yechiv. However, while what's the possibility, you make a shafel. However, Brooklyn was Moisif, he says it's a chiddush, but there are others that say this also. He says, Lachar, if you have a brave priya eight and a brave priya adam in front of you, and you also have sugar, or candy, or something like that, you should rather make the bracha on the sugar first, even though shakal, and shakal really goes last, you should rather make the bracha on the shakal first, because if you make a brave priya eight on something else beforehand, it could be your yitz on the sugar also. The hainu. That's what we say, if you make a shakal and you have 20 different things in front of you, and zangis and amoite and everything else, generally we say the shakal only goes on what's a bracha of shakal. Even though a shakal could bother anything, we're not going to say that you yitz with your shakal on your pepper. Because that's not the halacha is, you're supposed to make eight. However, over here we have a sabbath what the bracha is. Machamasa sabbath we're making a shakal. Can't say that the real bracha is the eight. So for kama that you made an eight on your pepper, maybe you yitz for your second candy also. So the best thing to do is you make your shakal first, and have kavanah dafka for the sugar, and then afterwards make your bribri eight, and your bribri adam on other things.
Only so
you shouldn't be able to get the stuff. Because once you did it, maybe you're in stuff on your candy. Maybe you shouldn't.
Wife
of grape juice. No, Allah will be possible if you choose the not out of the stuff. Rape your adam. Everybody thinks rape your adam. It's not like a. Oh, you could have kavanah dafka now. What's that? Why? What's the difference? If you take sugar and you mush it up into a ball and sell it as a sucking candy, which is what they do, then it's any different? They put on also a little bit of
Fruit.
Okay, that's all the different things. I'll get there. What? Fruit roll-up is maybe made out of fruit leather, fruit roll-ups, all that, everything is different halacha, depending on what it's made out of. Pasha is also fruit leather, fruit roll-up is the same thing. Sugar with different types of additives, all different types of things. Just sugar flattened out, or sugar rolled up, or sugar on top of a stick, it's all the same thing. Have kavana lehed yinat. Kenzan, if you have kavanah lehed yinat, it will work. The shell is, if you can have kavanah lehed yinat on something which is, let's say, be'etam is bracha is very pain. Let's say you have an apple and you have a pear. And you have a kavanah on the apple, I don't want to mediate to the pear. Is it a bracha? I'll tell him when you go ahead and make a bracha on the pear now. Kenzan, will come that is the bracha, it's not going to help me have lehed yinat. What's that? Because that's not the bracha, you can bracha on that. This Kenzan is making a bracha. Somebody was worried to get to maple syrup. Prefer maple syrup is very similar to sugar. It also comes out of a maple tree, sap that comes out of a maple tree. Her, which should be telling this machlokes, is the eighth adam or shakal. This is a rick with. Mama? Okay.